For the next 5 minutes, I'm going to endeavor to speak on the subject of perennial Pentecost, the all-inclusive experience, which is for us today. In the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 19 and 20, Jesus said, "Go you therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world." Jesus admonished his disciples to go and teach them to observe all the things that I commanded you. We find that Jesus, on the resurrection morning, after greeting those disciples in the upper room who were locked in for fear of the Jews, his first commandments after the greeting was, "Receive you the Holy Ghost." If he commanded them to receive the Holy Ghost, he told them again, "Teach them to observe all things that I have commanded you." So that is a commandment from the Lord. Jesus commanded his disciples to receive the Holy Ghost, and they in turn went out and preached this same doctrine to those that they ministered to, exhorting them to be filled with the Spirit, laying hands on many that they would receive the Holy Ghost. Paul, when he got to Ephesus and found out that there was 12 that did not receive the Holy Ghost when they believed, he baptized them, laid his hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost and spoke in tongues and prophesied. Should we not teach others the same? Should we not teach our people today to observe all things that he commanded them to observe? Of course we should. When Israel had moved into Canaan, the land was divided among them by lots. But it was incumbent on them to dispossess the Canaanites in order to possess their land. This was never completely achieved. In like manner, the baptism in the Holy Spirit is the promised possession of all of God's children. Though many of them never make the effort to claim their possession, like the Israelites who were willing to compromise for a few acres when they could have had the whole lot if they would have strived for it, numerous Christians are content to stop short of the inheritance, saying, "I'm just glad that Jesus saved me, and that's enough for me." Such people have underestimated the value of the Pentecostal experience. Therefore, a reevaluation of Pentecost and its blessings for today is much needed, as being adaptable to our needs and including as many as the Lord our God should call. I believe that it is quite significant that before Jesus finished his ministry here in the flesh, before his suffering and his death, he taught the doctrine of the personal coming of the Comforter to dwell personally in the hearts of his disciples. And directly after he had risen from the dead, he resumed the subject at the first meeting with his disciples. He said to them, "Receive you the Holy Ghost." This was the very day of his resurrection. That's written in John chapter 20 and verse 22. During the 40 days that he was with them, the subject of the coming of the Holy Ghost was the distinctive message. His last words to them immediately preceding the ascension were, "And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high." The same message with some amplification is recorded in Acts chapter 1 in verses 4 through 8, which also states, "You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." This was the final blessing of Jesus, and as he finished speaking, a cloud received him out of their sight. I believe my 5 minutes is about up today, but you tune in tomorrow. I may have 5 more minutes on this same subject. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.